Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, like I always say, boys, fun is the best thing to have. And do we have fun for you today on the Mike O'Mara Show? Because today we are going to play the mystery guest game. I know nothing about the mystery guest. Oscar knows nothing about the mystery guest. And Rob Spiewak knows everything about the mystery guest.
I booked the mystery guest. Right? As a matter of fact, Mike, let's roll that mystery guest music.
Okay. All right. Now, whenever we're going to have a mystery guest on the show, the first thing that comes to mind with me,
yes,
and this is with absolute no disrespect to the mystery guest.
Sure.
How I say to myself, and I just have to be honest with you, Rob, especially when you're arranging it, I say, all right, brace yourself for disappointment.
No, and I will ask Pony to back me up here. I don't think you will be disappointed. I think you will be delighted.
You will be
okay.
Very
all right.
Happy.
Delighted. How you're going to run this game, Rob? How do you want us to do this?
Well, every time you play mystery guest, what you do is it is a round robin situation where you will start because you are the host.
Right.
You will go back and forth asking the mystery guest, please be quiet, yes, no questions. The mystery guest has been given the option to disguise his or her voice.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So,
very
Mike,
good.
You may begin with the first question. And, of course, the person, after each yes, no question, you have the opportunity to guess the mystery guest. That is not
all
part of your question.
Okay, so I'll go and then Oscar will go.
Exactly, exactly.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, mystery guest, first of all, thanks so much for coming on. I don't know why I'm thanking you when I don't know who you are, but I might go back to this thank you later. So anyway, mystery guest, are you in show business?
No.
No, no show business.
Not show business.
All
well,
right.
Now that is completely thrown me for a loop.
Mystery guest, are you a black man?
No.
Oh, no.
Not a black man. So you have a white man not in show
business.
Hey,
hey, hey. Is it just black and white to you?
Well, a non-black person in business. I shouldn't have even said man.
Yeah, went straight to white.
Mystery, do you want to try a guess yet, Oscar? Or I think
no,
we're too
no,
early
I have,
in
I have
the game.
No guess. I have no guess.
Mystery guest, are you in politics?
No politics, man.
And you this know, is a person that's not famous.
Oh, no. Far from it. This is a famous person.
Okay, well, go ahead, Oscar.
Okay.
I skipped ahead. That's not a question.
It's okay.
A
it's okay.
Question.
Mystery guest, are you from the Washington, D.C. area?
No.
Well, let me tack on to that. He spent a large part of his career in the D.C. area, although he is not from D.C.
Oh, I know. I know already.
You do?
Yes.
So you can guess.
Mystery guest, are you Mark Rippon?
No.
Oh,
no,
that's
but I would think that I would think that you know, sports figures are that's show business in a way. But let me ask
world.
That. I will ask. Mystery guest, are you a sports figure?
Yes.
Now I'm getting excited all over again. Now I'm getting excited all
so remember,
over again.
You may guess. You
Mike,
may guess
remember,
at this point.
Not a black man.
Right.
Remember that? Sports figure.
Yes.
I'm not going to guess. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait around to guess. Now I'm excited. Now that we got the whole sports thing, that's the business of show in, a,
sure,
in its own little
sure.
way. But I mean a sports figure.
I've got another question.
All right.
Go ahead.
Mystery guest, did you play professional hockey?
He did not.
No.
No.
He did not. And I will go ahead and say we flirted around it. It is a man.
Thanks, Rob.
No problem.
Appreciate that. Mm. Mystery guest, are you a former professional football player?
No.
No and no.
So
not
now
a football
we get hockey and football. We have to move on to, we got to narrow down the sports,
yeah,
Oscar.
Yeah, that's here we go. Mystery guest, did you play in the NBA? No.
All right, let me throw this out a clue right now.
What's left? Oh, God.
You know, your clues are starting to annoy me, Speedwagon.
You go That's from excited sure. to annoyance.
It's I know. Okay, go ahead. I want to get on with my question. I want to do my interrogation here.
Okay, I will tell you this. People that are involved in sports are not all necessarily athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, curveball.
Damn. Mystery guest, are you a broadcaster?
No,
but
Jesus, Rob,
but you're getting closer. You're on the precipice.
Okay, yeah,
of
sounds
something.
Like it with all these no answers. I'm getting really
I got
close.
One. I got one. Yeah.
Oh, let me do a quick reset. We're playing mystery guess on the Mike O'Mara show.
No, when Rob says that, I'm like, okay, you're either playing it or you're covering it.
Well, you know,
I've got this.
You can cover it without broadcasting.
All right, I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
No, I thought it's my turn.
But I mean, I get a guess.
He
after
still
my
has
question.
A guess. He has
right.
a guess.
All right.
Is it Tony Kornheiser?
No. White guy, though. Good call.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks
mystery,
so much.
Mystery guest, have you had an adult beverage with Mike O'Mara?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God. That really oh, narrows God. It down.
not a football player. Not a hockey player. Mystery guest, are you associated with the sport of football?
No.
All right.
Well, mystery guest, I would say yes in addition to other sports. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
I am completely.
I'm getting close. I'm getting so close.
And I've had a beer with this.
I'm gonna write down
You've
the
had
name.
More than one beer with him, and I will throw out another clue. You've had a beer at his house.
Oh, I know who it is now.
Oh, do you, damn
Oh,
it.
My God, a blast from the past. Is this Rudy Martsky?
Yes.
You don't have to say your voice anymore.
Oh, my God.
Give it away.
Oh, my God, a blast from the past. Rudy Martsky,
yes.
How are you?
Did you just hang up on
no,
it?
No, I just said yes.
Rudy,
hello,
are you
Rudy?
There?
I think he
are
left.
I told him there was going to be a follow-up to the game. He didn't need to hang up.
Well, this is in the great tradition of Rudy Martsky, the former sports TV writer for USA Today. This is fantastic, and this is not a disappointment.
Hello.
Hey, Rudy.
Rudy Martsky.
I was trying to go to speaker.
Were you trying to put the mouse on the line? Is that what you were trying to do?
Well, we're gonna do a speaker here now. Wait a second. Where the hell? Here it is.
Oh, God. Oh,
you know,
God.
Okay, now we got a speaker.
Rudy, let me explain something to you. I am communicating with you from the state of Maine. The boys are in Washington, D.C. You are, where are you in Florida now?
Actually, we're in just north of Baltimore visiting friends.
You're north of Baltimore visiting friends. I'm going to tell you, Rudy, if it's possible. I hate to do this.
No, speaker, that's a good idea.
The speaker might not really work because of all this communicating we're doing.
Yeah, turn
okay,
off the speaker.
You.
And, Mike, I should tell you, while we were setting up this interview, when I finally found Rudy, he was in a bar at Disneyland. And then when I confirmed with Rudy, he was at a wine tasting. Nothing changes.
Let me give our new listeners a little background on Rudy Martsky. Rudy was the sports TV writer for years for USA Today. Rudy got together with the Don and Mike show years ago. And I will tell you something. We got more guests because of Rudy Martsky in the world of sports broadcasting. I'm talking about John Madden. I'm talking about Jim Nantz. I'm talking about Bob Costas. I'm talking about so many different people.
Yeah.
Al Michaels was on the show. Joe Buck was on the show. So many sports broadcasters because Rudy was the man at USA Today. And then Rudy left USA Today. And do you have any association with Gannett at all anymore, Rudy, at all?
No, I retired about 10 years ago.
And so we can safely say now without any punishment for you that, nobody reads that paper anymore.
That's true.
So anyway.
Hey, Rudy, I have a question. When you retired, how long before anyone noticed?
It was a year and a half.
This is so
exciting. I still do some consulting in the sports world, but other than that, we golf down here in Florida and also, Miles and I travel a lot, as you guys can understand.
Well, let me tell you, we also had a name, a nickname. Do you remember the nickname we had for you, Rudy Martsky, when you would be, and you're doing exactly what that nickname entails. We called you America's Guest because you would be visiting all over the place. Are you still America's Guest?
Pretty much. Let me tell you this. I never denied it. Remember that now.
No, okay? You never denied it, no. Oh, my God. It's good to hear your voice.
If you have any doubt that Rudy was America's Guest, and we've all been lucky enough to go and visit at Rudy's house. He would throw great parties. But when you go to him and you'd go to get a drink, every single piece of glassware, whether it's like a lowball glass or a wine glass, everything was engraved, "Thanks for participating in our tournament." He never bought a glass in his life.
Oh, everything never bought a meal in his life. He did that.
It's still going on. We just came also, back from wineries, and they gave us the wine glasses yesterday.
You were at a winery. What a surprise that is.
Yeah.
I will tell you that Rudy also, one of the more famous and more passionate Wisconsin Badgers.
Yes.
He is a huge Badger. He had a Wisconsin Badger bathroom before college team bathrooms weren't fashionable when Rudy had
Wisconsin.
Yeah. He had custom-made Wisconsin Badger bathroom. I remember.
Well, that was Mouse's chore, and she did it well.
And how is the mouse?
Yeah,
I
fellas.
Have to ask.
Well, here she is, right here.
Oh my God, this is great.
Hello,
mouse, darling. Oh my God, a voice from the past. How are you, sweetheart?
Yes. I'm very good, doing well.
That's wonderful, and you're still married to Rudy after all these years.
I'm 49.
Wow, 49 years. Oh, my God, that is fantastic.
It's been a sentence.
It's been a sentence. That is fantastic. You got to tell now. You can tell Rudy tonight that you got the biggest laugh on the show today, Mouse.
It's
It is great
to
hear your
on.
Voice. Okay, we love you. Great for call. This is a delight for me today.
I got one last thing to tell you guys.
He's getting himself off the phone, isn't that great?
Well, he's got a schedule. Yeah, I know there's mimosas.
Well, no. We have a winery. It opens at 10:30. But anyway, look.
That delicious Baltimore
wine. I'm just kidding. I do have to tell you this one thing. Before we even moved down to Orlando, we were at Disney World one day into the British pub. And I walked up to the bar, and I said, give me a beer. And the guy standing next to me goes, "Are you Rudy Martsky from the Don and Mike Show?"
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. And he says, "I'm from Reno. I recognize your voice."
There we go. Still have lots of listeners in Reno. That's where we do our live shows, Rudy.
Yeah.
It's Rudy, you haven't changed. On the phone, your voice, it's like literally stepping back 15 years.
It is.
Listening to you and really, so many good times, great golf tournaments, great guests on the show. But really, when you would let us invade your home.
Oh, Super Bowl party.
And I know but here's the single greatest, before I let you get off the phone here, compliment we would talk to Rudy just like it is right now, where Mouse would be in the room. They're at somebody's house, they're at a hotel, they're doing this, and Rudy says that I think I remember the compliment, and it says Rudy says, in the background you hear Mouse and they're getting ready to go to some function, and Rudy says something along the lines of, "Hey, that's a nice dress, Mouse. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen you look that good in 20 years." And you hear, and all you hear in the background is this. And he goes, "It's a compliment. Jesus Christ." That's my favorite Rudy Martsky moment. Rudy, you're wonderful to come on the show. I'm so glad you're enjoying your retirement. I'm down in Florida part of the year now, and if we get up to Orlando, you and I will have to swing the club together. It'd be great.
Okay, great.
And if you ever come through D.C., we'd love to have you sit in for a show, maybe half a show.
Maybe 10 minutes.
we'll try to do it. Yeah, half a show. That's it.
Listen, God bless you, and my best to Mouse and all your friends like Sal, One Eyed Pete, all these other people you knew. I don't know. So everything else is going well in your life. You're happy. Are you healthy? Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's good. I mean, we're visiting friends now from our subdivision down in Orlando, who have a summer home up here in just north New Freedom. Pennsylvania.
That's nice, because when you're living in Orlando, you want a summer in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, Rudy, have a great time. What's on the agenda today? Where will you will you be going to a winery today?
We're going to go to Hershey. My mouse wants us. She likes chocolate. We're going to hit wineries after that.
Okay? Nice.
Have a fantastic time. It's great to hear your voice, Rudy. And don't be a stranger.
Guys.
We want to get you on the show again. It's always a pleasure.
Okay.
And when you have, listen, Rudy, I'm gonna extend this invitation to you, okay? We hunted you down. We tracked you down. Rob's got your contact number. Now you're in retirement. It's not about the sports figures or getting the sports broadcasters on anymore. Now, Rudy, if something interesting happens in your life, I give you carte blanche to call the show with anything. I mean, if Mouse breaks an ankle, I want to hear about it, okay?
You mean
when
Mouse breaks her ankle.
When Mouse breaks an ankle. I want you to let me know, okay, Rudy? Anytime you want to call him with any of your personal nuggets, I would love to hear him, okay?
Okay, Mike. Glad
all right,
to do
Rudy.
It.
All right, God bless you. Take care. We'll
care,
talk to you soon, Rudy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Bye.
That's fantastic.
Wasn't a surprise.
Fun.
Oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm like a little kid. You can start the show now. I'm in a very good mood.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, I saw a class advertised where you can learn how to get rich now from Donald Trump. He will teach you. He has an online college. He'll show you his methods of getting rich. And he would know, wouldn't he? Trump would know, because he is a very rich man. In fact, to me, at this point, like, Donald Trump is not just a rich man. Like, Donald Trump is almost like what a hobo imagines a rich man to be. You know, it's like years ago, Trump was walking through an alley and he heard some guy just like, oh boy, as soon as my number comes in, I'm gonna put up tall buildings with my name on them. I'll have fine golden hair. And a TV show where I fire people with my children. And Trump was like, that is how I will live my life. Thank you, hobo, for that life plan. I bet you when Donald Trump makes a decision, he thinks to himself, what would a cartoon rich person do? Put up billboards of my face everywhere. That's a good idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. I am so excited because they are on the way. I'm getting my new business cards.
Nice.
It's the best deal in the world. Under $10 right now, Vistaprint.com. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there. You can pick from tons of industry-specific designs, add your info, and you're done. Or you can upload your own artwork or pictures. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, even raise print. Your card will truly reflect you. We've all made cards at Vistaprint, and they always turn out great. It's easy to do, and the site is so user-friendly. I hand out my TMOS cards up here. In fact, I've handed out so many of them that I'm completely out. Which ones do you have there? Are those
shout
yours?
Shout out to Rabbi David Gruber, who actually got two different cards from Vistaprint.
Nice.
Both
fantastic.
Different
okay.
styles
that's
beautiful.
Like that.
Thank
yeah.
you, Rabbi, for sending them along.
Yeah, you get the raised point. You put the letters on it. You put your thing. You put where your rabbi is. Where your synagogue is. You hand it to people. People
yeah.
come and they get you. They make you bigger. It's going to be fantastic. Anyway, we love Vistaprint. Remember, your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. Vistaprint.com. Use the promo code TMOS to get this offer. Remember, TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. That was a very, very fun start to the show. And it's just his personality. We
unchanged, absolutely yeah. unchanged. And I felt that when I called him.
We booked Rudy initially to have a connection to TV sports because we did a lot of TV sports interviews. And then the personality of Rudy superseded everything.
It got bigger than life.
He would go out and party his ass off with the mouse. I took his kid one time in Atlanta.
Brett.
Was it Brett?
Brett Martsky, right?
Brett Martsky.
Because he ended up marrying a strip joint.
Yeah. I swear to God.
It was
wonderful influence. I mean, this is somebody that really has every right to just go, I don't want anything to do with them anymore ever in my life. But it was great. Remember the guy that followed up him? Mike Hiestand.
Which
was like paint drying. Unbelievable.
We tried.
Oh, there was nothing there. He was because your average sports writer guy, you know, they try so hard to make these guys personalities.
Right.
But if it's not there, it's not there. And Hiestand was more like the average sports writer, which was just like, yeah, hi, how are you?
Well, for example, Mike Hiestand never let us go through his hamper in his bedroom.
Nah.
And you know what? I think that's enough said on that. But I mean,
Rudy didn't let us do that.
Well,
we snuck up to his bedroom and we.
But
don't you feel that
Hiestand would have prevented it somehow?
Or he would have had some sort of security guard.
Just let it happen.
Like it would have been horrible.
When I thought to have him on, I went back and I had like six phone numbers for Rudy.
I have a few memories of my radio partner Don Geronimo, but right now I am remembering that moment
too clearly.
Don was. Some sort of stick.
Yeah. I think it might have been a pencil. Seems to me it was a pencil.
Holding up Rudy's briefs.
Yeah, so ladies, if you're wondering, he's not a boxer guy.
Oh, Jesus. Guy.
And also, you know what? If we're going to go ahead and relive that moment, do you remember the huge, huge container of Vaseline?
Next to the bed.
Yeah, not in the nightstand, on the nightstand.
You're so cruel. The poor guy comes on the show, and you are bringing back his single most embarrassing moment on the Don and Mike show.
Who's to say that Vaseline wasn't the reason he had such beautiful skin?
Oh, my God. By the way, speaking of embarrassing moments, I'll wait because it's a bit of a tale of last night. Did you guys come to the little Monday night get together, the community little picnic gathering they have up here at the little place that's by Tidal Falls up here, where they have the tide rushing between the island and the mainland?
They usually have a little
guy playing piano or a band, and it's outdoors, and the kids are running around, and it's kids, and it's families, and everybody sits at picnic tables. We do that Monday nights here, and it's a good chance to see all the family. And
Who's up there right now in the America clan?
Let me see. A lot of the cousins are up here. My sister has returned.
Yes.
My niece is up here. And it's just, it's me with that gigantic inferiority complex that I have.
You've been nursing for 50 years now.
As we sit right now, I'm not sure that whether what I did, or more specifically, what I said, will come back to haunt me. I'm not really sure.
All right. Well, you know, you have said,
let me just say, I was sitting across from my cousin.
You have said things in the past that you have been able to overcome. I mean, you've said things you regret.
Yes.
And so your family might just let it slide.
Well, the one cousin, Ted, who's my dear friend, and he's really a good guy, and he was sitting at the table, and I think my sister was there also, and then somebody asked me about the show, and, you know, I get that. People kind of inquire, so what are you doing right now? And I kind of give them the explanation, and we all have to do it, and we've all had to do it our whole careers. People say, where are you? What do you do? Mm-hmm. How does it work? All that, blah, blah, blah. What do you talk about? If I never got that question again, I would be very, very happy. Do you talk about politics? Do you talk about sports? I said, yes. What's the show? It's three guys busting each other's.
Exactly.
Depending on the person that I'm describing the show to, I either say, chops or balls. Yeah. If I want to really add that zing hip punch, I say balls.
So I actually had a question I had never gotten before. I was at a graduation party. Oh, Mike, your friends the Chubbicks had a party this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, the Chubbicks.
Yeah, and I was over at the Chubbicks, and I got sat next to a guy that I wouldn't know from Adam, and it came up, what do you do? And I said, I do this show. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, yeah, O'Mara. What's he like to work with? That was his first
about right
question.
That's about right. That's about right. Yeah, I know.
I said after 25 years, not so bad. And then he went on.
You're very kind, Rob.
To say things that might have been racist. I don't know. I always had a lot to drink. This guy was fun.
Yeah.
None of that.
Yeah, was like, you're racist, I'm racist. Let's hang out.
It's not exactly how it went.
Carrie, come on over here. I want you to meet my kind of people. My kind of people right here. He is, let me just look at you in the eye, buddy. I just want to say, spot on. Spot on. But anyway, it's not that big a deal. I'll let you think about it during the commercial break, but it was just a moment where it kind of, a lot of my issues, I've got tons of them, both of you know, but all of my issues come from my family, and my inferiority complex with everybody is at its absolute apex when I'm around the family, and so it kind of spun out in the wrong direction.
And it
might have had something to do with maybe one more glass of wine that might have been proper.
It's always that last one, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Oscar's pounding the table like he wrote the script. He probably could. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
And this week on the show, let's get busy Oscar Santana on the phone. How's your relationship going with the lovely, is it Shannon? Is that her name?
I'm learning to communicate in a human way. What I used to do is have a series of notes in my phone that I would copy and paste and send to my girlfriend to let her know that I was thinking about her. But I had 10 go-to lines and I rotate them throughout the week. Found that note in my phone. It was efficient, but now I actually have a reminder in my calendar that reminds me to call.
In some ways, it's not that much better. It should just come naturally. Oh, let me call Shannon.
Baby steps.
You would think that, but I'm fielding all the emails and texting Gary saying, where's my money?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by Stamps.com. I'd like to say hello to a TMOS listener, Mike Ogden. On our fan page, he wrote, I just signed up with Stamps.com using TMOS passcode. And I am faithfully keeping the Gaithersburg, Maryland to DC pipeline wide open, baby. Boom, bam. Mike Ogden, thank you very much. You know, he's one of the smart people that uses Stamps.com. You can spend less time at the post office and more time growing your business. So be like Mr. Ogden and use Stamps.com. They do all the thinking for you. They provide you with a digital scale that calculates the exact postage you need, and it helps you figure out the best way to send it. No overspending. Don't be one of the rubes at the post office standing in line. Join the 500,000 small businesses that use Stamps.com and never, ever go to the post office again. Stamps.com is the best. It keeps our Maine to DC pipeline open while we save time and money. Right now, use the code TMOS for this special offer. A no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including the digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Mr. Ogden is enjoying that right now. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS. You, my friends, will never go to the post office again. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk about this to you guys for like 3-4 weeks now. It's very similar to, God, it's such an old movie I'm referencing, but
what's that?
There's a scene in the movie On Golden Pond where Jane Fonda comes back and she's having an argument with her mother, and she says, I am in charge of Los Angeles, but when I get up here, I'm just that little fat girl. I am the youngest of the family, believe it or not, at my advanced age.
Right.
That means we're all old now.
Generation.
What it does to me, and God love my wife for putting up with it. It makes me just this giant. I don't have a chip on the shoulder as much as I used to,
right?
But I still have that inferiority complex, and if you let that get out of hand, that can make you a very, very unpleasant person to be around. And I know this. I am aware of it. I am trying to rectify it. Last night, perhaps it didn't go quite according to plan.
Okay? A stumble, maybe.
Okay. I get up here, and of all the people in my family, over the years, many, many, many years, I have spent the least time
up here. And now I am up here more than almost anyone. And that's the truth. I live up here now. So that has changed everything quite dramatically.
In the past, do they think that you were not up there as much by choice? Because it was never by choice.
My opinion would be nobody gave it much thought. Yeah. To be honest with you, I don't think because I mean, I would use that house and I'd come in and we would, it'd be like a vacation. That's what I would do.
Okay.
When the ability to do the show from wherever I am came to be, I made a very, very quick decision that I wanted to be in places I wanted to be for longer periods of time.
Sure.
And I wanted to get out of Manassas, Virginia,
yes. I understand.
Which I did. And you guys know how grateful I am for that and how blessed I feel because of that. However, up here, when I go to a gathering, I am still, I have no idea who people are. I don't remember names. I don't remember. I have a small knowledge of people that were very close to the family many years ago. All of the relationships over 35 years that have happened in between, probably not so much. So when I get up here, the family members that have spent more time over the years are in these social circles, and I just feel as though I'm still a bit of the outsider. So that, in my mind, creates, I think to a certain extent, would you guys say there's some merit in the fact that we all in the business of show get accustomed to being in a social situation where we really don't have to be all that gregarious because people are coming up to us.
That is the case. Oftentimes people will come to you in a party as opposed to you having to go to them.
I've never been fortunate enough to have a career long enough to feel that way, but
you've gone to a lot of Big O and Duke's functions where that was the case.
It's a lot of fun. It makes it a lot easier just to hang out because you get to meet people on your terms.
Right. And people are coming to you.
That I don't blame you for feeling that way and being used to that type of social interaction.
It's not that it's a positive. I'm not offering it up as a positive.
Because it takes work, and I know this from being in school now and meeting all new people, to get to know people. It takes real work.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Right? So that means having one conversation maybe for an extended period of time with one family or one individual, and then you get to know somebody else the following week or the following. Like, it really is a grind.
Well, it was the best of both worlds yesterday. Yesterday, I had lunch with a friend of mine up here and his sister, and it was fantastic. And I was literally...
A friend from long back or long a more
back,
recent friend?
Long back, a family that I knew. And it was I was like a sponge. I was asking so many questions because their lives...
Playing catch up.
Had changed so dramatically and careers had changed. And this is from when I was a child. I hung out with these kids. Okay. And this was just, now we've lived our lives, and it was fascinating and it was great. Mm-hmm. And I got an invite, which was fantastic. And I jumped at the chance and said, yes, I would love to. And it was spectacular. Flash forward to last evening where everybody is kind of gathering around, and even any perceived slight in my mind, just go, they hate you, they hate you, they hate you, they hate you. It's nothing could be further from the truth, in my opinion. I know this, but I still can't react any other way than, you just feel like you're the guy that's got the BO, that everybody's kind of scared. And so if I'm having a conversation with somebody and they say, oh, just give me a minute, I want to speak to so-and-so. That's huge for me. I'm like, well, I guess I'm just not good enough. I guess I'm just... you know what I mean?
It redoubles and redoubles in your head. You're creating the problem.
I think people that do anything in the public eye might have a little... We're needy. We're very, very needy.
That's why
needy
we ended
people.
Up here in the first place.
And I know I'm broken, and I know that I'm wrong, and I know that I have to put it away, and I try, but sometimes it doesn't work out that well. And there were a few moments last night... Yeah. Where that happened, okay? Where I just, and at a certain point, I was just kind of, you have a conversation with somebody and they're not really paying attention to what you're saying. They're paying attention. Any huge social gap.
Happens to me every day sometimes.
I know.
Yeah, but only for,
I know.
But only
I'm
for
listening
79
to you now,
minutes.
Oscar.
Just for a while.
No. I'm listening to you now.
It's okay.
I know.
It's totally fine.
I want to be a better person. I really want to be a better person.
And that's
really,
the first step,
really
Mike. Wanting to change, knowing there's a need. That's the first step.
What was that, Rob?
How's
anyway,
that?
I want to be a better person. So this is the first thing I want to say about last night. Nothing happened. There was no one did anything rude. No one was, no, it was people socializing, going from conversation to conversation. It was outdoors. There were kids running around. We had a babysitter to chase the kid around. It was fantastic. We had time to socialize, and it was A-OK. And I got to hang out with my niece, Jessica, who is a sweetie with her kids, and find out about, you know, get a chance to really talk to her, which I haven't done in a while. And it was just really, it's been special, and I love that. At the same time, there were, you know, moments where I would say, well, that person's not interested in talking to me. And
right.
A few of those happened, but I probably built it up in my own mind.
How many of those happened?
Probably two.
In a row?
To be perfectly honest with you, probably, no. Just to throughout the, maybe three. Maybe three
throughout
that I perceived as
okay.
kind of. And I won't mention names because I'm not going to, I got to live up here.
Attaboy.
And I don't want to deal with that. But I will tell, and there was nothing over the top. This is all me. So
right.
I would embarrass myself if I mentioned the tiny misperceived slight that is all on me. I'm accepting that reality.
All right.
With that said. At the end of the night, I'm having a conversation with a very, very nice lady up here. I forgot what her first name was, but we get on the subject of what I do. And, Teddy was sitting there, and he's talking to this, and I think he's chiming in with a little bit of what
everybody's kind of making jokes. Teddy listens. Teddy loves the show.
Teddy's the family member that listens. And his son, listens as well.
Right.
And I'm very happy for that. And it's very, you know, not every show, but he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And so... He's sitting there. My sister's over on one side, and she's kind of involved in this a little bit. And and so at one point, it went something like this where the lady said, well, I said, well, they don't listen to me. The family doesn't listen to you? I said, no, not really. Most people in the family don't. They don't listen to you. Well, why is that? And I didn't even miss one beat. I said, oh, because they're assholes. Oh! And it was just like, oh, words come back, and it was, nervous laughter, and then kind of, you know, a family environment, and it's just not that, and I just let it go, and I couldn't help
Boiling
myself,
point.
I couldn't help myself, but you know, I probably talked to you guys. I have been frustrated by that over
it's
the years.
Better that they don't listen, though.
It is better.
In a way, it is.
It's always better that they don't listen. It's better that everybody doesn't listen that's close to us, right?
Yeah.
True. I mean, ultimately, isn't that the way it is? You know, I mean, I really think Carla has developed somewhat of a thick skin,
right?
You know, and even that can be tested sometimes, as proven on the show a short time back.
Sure.
But the fact is, I don't go downstairs and get an interrogation as to what was on the show, so that's cool. But I have had moments where if I am discussing somebody, a friend or whatever, that it kind of, and we've all had that in this business where it bites you in the ass. So I said that because even though it's probably better that they don't, I still wish there was that level of interest so that I didn't have to really explain what's going on.
You know what would be ideal, and I have this, you know, my dad listens, but that's about it for my family, as if they were interested enough to stay, like, abreast of what's going on without listening day to day. That would be ideal.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection. And you know what? Listen, and can I tell you, we have a phenomenal job. Even at
the best.
This clown level, low level, mommy's basement level of radio that I'm doing right now.
Hey.
And I will say
it's a
this.
Nice space.
You're right.
Take pride.
Oscar hates it.
Take pride.
You know what? Carla said to me the same thing. You know what, Oscar? You're absolutely right. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
I am extremely proud of this show. I am proud of the content we have. I'm proud of the product that we deliver. I know, my God, I responded to somebody in the wee hours, probably 5:30 this morning. I was up with the little guy. And I will tell you this. I responded to a guy that said he was in a tremendous depression and that we were the only things that got him out of that. If I can do that every day, my life is full.
Big win.
My life
man,
is complete.
Win,
and the thing about it also is to come in and be able to do this. This is therapy. You don't think I'm blessed to be able to flap my gums and make a living while I'm getting this out of my system? So you know what? Carla says I have to have a little swagger back when it comes to that. And you know what? That's part of it too. So no more. Ixnay on the Oddcast pay. Iticism, yeah. Cray. You know what? It is my medium. It is the way
they
I will work probably the rest of my life.
They felt the same way when you were, you know, a radio god, quote unquote, on the air.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to change.
Yeah. It was. It's not going to change. And you know what? And so I will keep you abreast of the fallout from, you know, that I don't think it was a big
not
deal.
Not that bad.
But my sister was there, and she's coming over tomorrow night, so I'll get a complete recap on that. Boy,
you mentioned the phrase, out of control.
What?
Right? You mentioned the phrase, she's sweet. Yeah. You mentioned the phrase nervous laughter.
Yeah.
When you use that, the AH bomb. Who had the nervous laughter?
When I do something like that, let me show you exactly how I look. I go,
okay.
Because they're a-holes. And I just look down and look around because I don't even want to be in my own skin when I do that crap.
Was there nervous laughter from the lady?
I don't remember. I wanted to dive into the ocean. I just wanted to get the hell away. And I think we left maybe 15 minutes later,
yeah.
You know, and follow the lady, you know, up the hill that was in the middle of this steep driveway going up the hill. And, you know, and she was waddling. And I said, I think she's going to have a heart attack.
The
and
only
was,
thing that could have made the moment better is right after you said it, as if Teddy said, nice going, cuz.
I'll tell you this. We're walking out. It's a very steep hill, and I got these 30-something families that are next to me, and the one guy is holding his kid with one hand, and he's just sprinting up this hill, and I said, Michael, get on Daddy's shoulders, and I decide I'm going to one-up the guy, and so I put Michael on my shoulders, and I'm going up this incline that is just severe, literally going down to the sea, and I'm going straight up this hill, and we get to the car, and Carla's on the side, and she said, will you put him in his car seat? And I looked at Carla, and I went, but it was a fun night.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's a great night. Now, coming up, another little private stuff, but I want you to behave yourself. I talked about the fact that there's this lady that's been working on our deck outside.
Hey, it's a lady.
I'm going to send Oscar a picture. Yesterday was her last day. She's coming back to do a few little things, but
yeah,
that was the last full work day yesterday, and Carla said I was creepy when I asked her to take a picture. I wanted to take a picture for my boy Oscar.
That's very sweet of you.
I'll send that to both of you guys right after this. You're listening to Michael Merry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am very, very excited to get my watch from Touch of Modern. And,
yes.
Let me tell you, watch is just a small part of what they do. They are ahead of the latest styles and trends, and they are on it. And if you want to go to a website, you know, be like me. I was not expecting to find exactly what I wanted, but they have so much stuff on touchofmodern.com that I found exactly what I wanted and then some, a little bit more. A watch that is going to be... I know this watch is going to be so perfect for me, and they've got tons of watches. They've got all sorts of wonderful stuff. They've got tech gadgets, iPhone cases, new and vintage watches. I got a new one. They've got sexy home decor. They've got men's fashion and accessories. All the stuff they've got is very design-focused, and it's designed to get you noticed. We love touchofmodern.com. They connect directly with top designers. Timeless and unique products. If you're looking for that, this is the place to go. It is the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it will be different. They update it every day.
Every day.
And that's how life rolls in the fast lane. Touchofmodern.com. Please check them out. All right, let me get my phone here, and I will do this as we speak on the show.
So you say that she's almost done. You know, you could probably keep her around a few more days if you kicked in some drywall.
Yeah, there's always accidents that can happen, Mike.
A dripping faucet had me up all night.
I'm curious right. as you're going to send this
to
over.
It was just, you'll understand when you see this picture that this is, you know, you don't think of this person as hauling around beams and laying decking down and hammering and nailing and taking out concrete and digging holes and doing all this.
Mike, everything
this
you just said
stuff.
Was a wonderful double entendre.
Exactly. Did you get it yet?
No, I'm waiting for it to come through. All a right, quick question, on. Though. When you ask a grown woman as a grown man and take her picture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Carla was there, by the way, and I wanted Carla to get in the picture, too.
Okay.
Subterfuge. Mm-hmm. I alluded to the fact that, you know, that I want to share this picture with my listeners.
Right.
But I'm not going to do
so
that
she knows
because
what,
that would be creepy. And
she
I'm
knows
not
what
do
you're
that.
Doing.
This is just for you guys. I'm sorry. And
so once
you know
again,
what? I will do this. At a later date, I will ask permission. and see if that's possible. But right now, I just don't.
Don't
think
be sorry,
be,
Mike. I'm trying to see, you know, when you're
well,
coming.
What happened,
for,
Oscar?
When he's coming for a landing, I want to see what his approach was.
What happened is he went out on the deck, saw it was nearly done, and he said, "Excuse me, lady," and she turned around and said, "Yes."
And once again,
will you now see? Now you're getting me in trouble when you're playing the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It's just a music bed, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now my wife and I,
it's not
lonely up here.
Did you not get it yet?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get anything yet. I'm sorry.
What the hell? Should I send it to Rob or what?
Send it to Rob. Why not?
Yeah, right. Maybe a group text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, those don't work. Those don't work up here at all.
So you're done with our deck.
Right.
Stop! You're gonna get me in a tremendous amount of trouble, and I don't want to. And I'm 56 years old.
Hey!
You know what?
My wife's 31.
Snow on the roof, Mike. Fire in the belly.
Yeah. Somebody said something last night. I heard an exchange between two people where somebody old, a little older than me, talking about that there was this great looking waitress over at this place, and the other person said, "Hey, man, give it up. They don't look at you anymore." You know, and it's kind of the way the way I live life.
You know? Point at your wife, be like, "Yeah, they do."
I'm so pissed that I'm trying to send things in a, you know, it's
okay,
just,
Mike.
Hey, did you turn off like your
Why don't you get on Wi-Fi and send it to
let
us.
Me do Wi-Fi. Okay.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
I'm going to do that. All right.
Hold on. Or send it over the wire.
Hey, right. When she's working on the house, does she
This bit doesn't work unless you guys get it.
We'll get it. Know what I mean? All right. When she's working on the house.
Does she flip her hair a lot?
Yeah, does she have her hair tied up, or
God
is
damn
it? Hey, we're just trying to figure this out, man.
You're just trying to pad while I'm doing this.
No, it's no big deal.
Right. Hold on just a second.
I wonder if it was a sports bra or just something.
Nay,
just
see,
more.
That's. I was just wondering what her outfit was.
Oh,
maybe.
Here we go.
Oh, you got
big
it?
Win,
sexy
big win.
Carpenter.
Okay, good.
Whoa.
Oh, like Richard?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. There we go.
I see that?
Right. I mean, Mike, you are kidding. I mean, look at those shorts, Rob. Jeez.
Oh, stop it. Oscar! That's the kind of stuff that's going to get me in trouble.
In a good way, man.
Wow.
I know.
Look at her.
She's a very fit person.
That's at the end of the day?
I know she's very busy, Mike, but do you think she'd like to do an internship?
Life's
the
same. Look at
that. She's moving in stereo. Do we have any interns
on deck today?
What
else are you building on the house?
Yes, we do.
Noelle's here.
Noelle is here.
She just said hi, Mike.
Noelle, I apologize. Noelle, you know what? I really apologize for the dirty old men in the studio.
It's all good.
I truly do.
And with that apology said, would it be okay if after the show I took a picture of you?
Hey, not that
I have
off.
Not. I have not asked to take a picture of anybody because it was a subject on the show. I thought it would be interesting. And remember, the whole point is that, you know, I feel so inadequate when I've got, a woman that looks like this that's out there hauling timber and doing that type of thing.
If you're at home, think of Timber Tina. And think the opposite.
Yo-ho!
Because this young lady looks like she legitimately could be on HGTV.
Yep.
And she's just,
absolutely.
She's hiding in Maine for some reason.
She could. Yep. She could have her own show.
I think you're absolutely right. That's a beautiful analysis right there. That's it. And, you know, let's leave it at that. That's fantastic.
And for you creeps out there that have written in asking for a picture of Noelle, you'll never see her.
No, that's right.
There you go. Absolutely. Yes. Well, she pops on camera occasionally.
Yeah, but there are creeps.
Doing the stream, right?
Private message your boy. They said, "Hey, heard you had a new intern."
Yeah, and you know,
right back. I'm like,
"Do you know my daughters? My daughter's on Facebook." Oh, by the way, that opens up another door.
How's that
here? Okay, listen, I'm not so anal about this that I am going to pursue the people that are doing this. But hey, dudes. 50-year-old guys, you know, that don't know my daughters who are on Facebook.
30-year-old guys.
How about any guys?
25-year-old guys.
Yeah, how about 25? Hey, guys, back off. If you're listening to this show, they're not your friends. They're my daughters. So please, you know, and they're not public. You know, it's kind of they have their real friends on Facebook. That's the way they do it. And it's kind of creepy when my daughters are telling me about the volume of people that are trying to, you know,
become friends.
And you know, I try to help where I can. I spoke to my father.
your father doesn't count. Your father's family, so that's okay.
But you know what? Carrie gets a lot of it, too. Carrie, left and right. And she'll say, who is this guy? I said, I don't know that guy. Don't friend that guy. He's
Carla has friends on Facebook that listen to this show that are not on my friend list that communicate with her.
Well, she's that, they've been blocked. That's why, Mike.
Oh, because she's the gatekeeper? Yeah, she's to the temple of Pickup Gozer?
Yeah.
Let's just say Carla is able to find stuff out, you know, from the people that I have blocked.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, incidentally, the I haven't been doing it nearly as much since I've controlled myself on that fan page. You know,
good man.
A guy like, for example, the Ogden guy that was talking about stamps.com. I just went in there and liked it. Just dropped by, said thank you.
Sure.
Thanks for the positive support.
Appreciate
this is really good. Since we do have Noelle in the studio, I think it might be a nice opportunity to actually have one of those moments where we do the pop culture quiz again. Noelle, are you?
Actually, you want to hear something funny really fast?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Please.
All right, so I keep getting this request from one specific person that I don't know. And we have one mutual friend.
Who's that?
Guess.
Rob Spiewak.
No, Rofo.
Rob.
Oh, Rofo.
Oh, this is a real. This Mike. This is what we call a podcast flounder. This is a bottom dweller. This is someone who is on the lowest rung of the lowest rung. He's my way into the show is with the intern.
The sucker fish.
That's right. Tell me, you know, what is Gary Stein like, Rob?
You know, with having a wife who is much younger than me, I must say that now, at the age of 56, that you know, I am acutely aware of the fact that I am an old person. And that, I don't care if anybody's like, you're not old. No, I'm talking about old in the sense
like
of
creepy old.
Old in the sense
old
of real.
Creep.
I think creepy is when people that get to be 55 and older think that they're still in the game.
What's you so know, great about this might, is you're saying something and Oscar is making it into something totally different.
I know.
He just keeps
such
saying, creepy. Oh, he's so creepy. He's amazingly creepy.
Unless you are somebody that has a physicality about them that is 20 years younger.
Right.
And there are those exceptions to the rule. There are guys that, you know, that are out there. I'm not. I would say that I am on the fatter side of the average. And, you know, even if I lost 50 more pounds, I'm still going to be the average. It's not going to be.
I think you are if on the bell curve, Mike, though, I think you are the arithmetic mean of a 56-year-old.
Nice pull.
Yeah. You are. You're right in the middle.
I know who I am, and when it comes to looking in the mirror, I do. And you know what? Who I am? When I see up here those little motorcycle tours,
yeah,
and I see 75 guys go by on fat man motorcycles with gray hair and gray goatee beards.
Of course.
Every frickin' one of them. And I go, me, 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 me. And I hate me. So
no,
I hate
no,
them.
No, no.
I do. I hate them. And then when they come into a restaurant or something, it's like, I'll have the double cheeseburger with the extra fries. And then they come out of the parking lot. I'm like, oh, there they go. Me, 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 me. And the only thing
but
that...
But you see, the reason that that's not you is that you're not among them.
I'm not
among
them.
You could so easily be a part of that.
He would have been.
No,
he
no.
was in Manassas for years.
No, but you know what?
I really wasn't.
No. He tried it. He put his toe in it.
Remember Mike's bikes?
Yeah, but he hated it. And the thing is, Mike's bikes never happened.
Rob is so right.
Mike's bikes never happened
okay,
because
right.
what happens is every time one of those organizations, and it's not limited to motorcycles.
Right.
It's any sort of 50-plus centric organization
yes.
comes together. There
Bingo.
Is, Mike, you know who there is? There is the organizer. And the organizer takes the organization like a bath towel, soaks it in fun, and then wrings out all the fun. And he's
Rob,
the organizer.
You are so
And
so
when you would
honest.
Try to put your toe in some sort of Harley or motorcycle or riders organization,
right.
and you say, this is going to be flipping fantastic. And they
exactly.
said, well, Saturday at 8:10, we're going to be here. And then Mike said, I
Forget
don't
it.
Think
I'm
so.
Done. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When it becomes, and then, you know what? You're the same way in
right.
life.
Right.
There has to be room to bounce around within the organization of life.
Spontaneity.
Yes.
And what
so
the hell are you doing
You're
Tuesday
not
night,
that guy that's eating the chili
right.
and then riding
exactly.
up the road because
sure. can't do it.
You're not among them.
I can't do it. And you know where the first time, and you'll know this because you're
okay.
exactly right about this. Do you know the first time, once again to bring Don into this, it happened with Don and myself. Do you remember the first time we got into the first taste of that?
I can guess it was the
okay.
the Hoggettes.
The Hoggettes!
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
The Hoggettes. So it's a group of men who dress like women with pig noses. Yes. Okay,
I'm thinking this was we're gonna so go clever 50 years ago.
Yeah, it was good. And I'm saying this is going to be the most fun group. You know, cut loose, have a great time, beers in a cooler, go in there,
right.
Make complete
tailgate,
asses out
yeah.
of yourself.
Be on
it's
TV.
Be great.
Yeah,
we arrive and they said we're standing there and they say, "Here are your dresses," and we're laughing and laughing, and it's kind of like. And it's not right away, not the fun experience that there's not a vibe of just, you know, we don't give an S.
And it could and be. It could it, so oh, easily be.
It'd be like, you know, is hey, Pete going to come? He wears the yellow. No, he's not coming. Okay, well, give it to Ronnie and Ronnie will
right.
wear. No, it wasn't like that. They're all there. And right about the time we're going to go in, we just would like to tell you about some of the ground rules
organizer.
For being a hog at.
Organizer.
And we just sat there with our shoulders slumped and go, and they proceeded to list these rules that these rubes had for standing in their little section looking like total dipshit. And they were sitting there, and it was ridiculous. And so ever since then, Rob is so right about this.
Mike, hold it. Before you go on, remember, it was, wasn't it? Nothing that wasn't positive, no drinking, yeah.
right,
no
drinking.
Sitting.
Right, no cursing.
No cursing. I
right,
mean,
no
anything
cursing.
That
and
you
had
could,
to stand for the entire game.
Could not sit down.
All the fun parts of being at a game.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Getting drunk and swearing at your team.
Yes.
Jesus. I mean, I'm out. I'm not going to a game if I can't. Well, that's not true. I don't like cussing if there are kids around, and that's
fair.
My little rule.
Okay.
Don't like
drinking,
that.
Mike. Come
but,
on.
You know,
yeah, the
having
drinking.
A few adult beverages at a game, and you're yeah. taking that away. I mean,
sure.
forget it. But the whole thing is right. Yeah, with anything that is supposed to be just like, hey, relax. And enjoy it. When you over organize it, it takes the fun. I
yep.
like to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Really. I mean,
and that's what separates
here.
You.
I don't want to
that's
be
what separates you, man. That's why you'll never be that guy. You
and
can
all,
say me.
They all have
me,
bad
me.
Breath too.
Well, you see, and you, Mike, forever kissing sweet.
Thank you very
and
much.
And that's
I
been for over
that.
A quarter mm-hmm. of a century.
Yeah, and so that's probably what it's all about with that, what I say. But getting back to the whole thing with you know, when I see them. I do see my reflection and just in the pure physicality of these guys. And so, you know, these guys that still think that they're in the game, it's very, very, it is creepy, as Oscar
unless,
said.
Unless you're George Hamilton.
You yeah, know? That's exactly right. If you're still looking like you're, you know, you're a young guy, that's fine. Or, you know, you're all about your what you look like. That's
yes.
it. But
yes.
most guys aren't. And so I was very aware when I took this picture of the deck lady. I was very aware of the fact that, you know, it's a creepy thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I had Mrs. O'Mara literally on my hip when I was doing this. And I
yeah.
wanted Mrs. O'Mara. I wanted to have Mrs. O'Mara. In the, you know, I wanted
proximity.
To have her in the picture, but she
right.
didn't want to
chaperone.
Be in the picture.
Yeah,
so that's it.
I think the equivalent maybe for someone that isn't taking a picture of someone that just built their deck is if you've got like a neighbor girl that grew up. And you're like, I want to show my friends how much you've grown up.
Look at this picture I have of you at the
right?
pool party in 1996.
Yeah.
Let's do a comparison shot. But first,
so,
let me put on these shorts.
You know what? And with that said, I've made the editorial decision. I'm very sorry because I do like to put the audience first. But no, Oscar and Rob will enjoy that little snapshot.
Think
yeah.
about that.
And that will, you know what? That's I don't think I'm going to.
It's got to be
if they're
sort of
good.
I might ask her, but you know who knows.
If they're good. Maybe Oscar will draw a picture of her.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
A likeness.
Oh, and Noel, before we go to break here, there was a post on Facebook where somebody wants to get this particular pop star a Sleep Number bed, and it has nothing to do with anything. I don't know why they're doing it, but it's an old rock star and pretty well known, and I will ask you, do you know who Bob Dylan is?
Yes, of course.
There. Okay, see, of course.
You
there
me,
you go.
If you give me, like, music, I can do that a lot better than, like, comedians and golfers and stuff.
Okay. Huey Lewis.
No. sounds familiar, but I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Good. Very good. Okay.
He was, right, he was a very funny golfer.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, yeah, of course.
There you go. Yeah.
Beer-drinking pop star, Huey Lewis. Pot-smoking pop
yes.
star.
Yes.
Mm. Yui liked his gang quite
sure.
a bit.
Sure, I think he still does.
Absolutely.
If you could get a poster of the individual on a college campus, That's probably who she knows, to be fair.
Rob, just turn that music down for a second. I know we're going to the break, but just for Noelle's sake, yes. I know you've got some Huey in your machine there.
Of course, my
bad. Play me something.
I think you know, these are teachable moments right here.
Yeah, so I knew his music, but I didn't know his name until I joined the show, to be fair.
I think we interviewed him once. Yeah. I think so. So
one of my all-time favorite songs is from Huey. Let's see. Here's a one that you will probably remember from a motion picture. It is a fade-in, though.
Okay.
Give it 1 second.
It's kind of obscure. She might not get this one.
But you know what? She might know the movie.
You got anything, a bigger hit?
Sure. This was a huge hit.
Nope. That's not a bigger hit. That's not that one.
All right. How
That's not the biggest. That's not even close to the biggest.
It was his first hit, and it was a big hit. This is has a certain.
You like Huey Lewis? You know this one, right? Power 105 WAVA. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic time. Patrick Bateman's walking over with a big raincoat on, and he's got an axe in his hand. And that guy, he's a gunner.
The first one was from Back to the Future, correct?
Right. As is this one.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest hit, right?
But we forget how young she is. She wasn't a child of the 80s.
That's right, absolutely.
Or the 90s.
Hey, Mike,
here's your WAVA weather. It's going to be partly cloudy this weekend. Here's the first hook. Yeah, everybody, the Lyco Barrel Show. How you doing? You're going to have a fantastic chance to win a Power Porsche. Your chance to win a Keys coming up in just a few minutes right here on Power 105 WAVA.
Since you're already in therapy today, let's do this.
Yes.
Noelle, what year were you born?
1993.
There you go. Jesus. All right. Here I graduated from college.
Thank you. All right. We're going to break now. I don't want to talk to her anymore. We'll be right back. Noelle, good with the Bob Dylan, though. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Stronger,
hi. This is a random listener. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things. But what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag?
All right.
Mailbags tomorrow, so just get those letters in late tonight.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show every day. This segment of the program brought to you by HomeLight. Buying and selling a house is probably the biggest decision that you'll make in your lifetime. You need to do it with the best realtor. That's why you need HomeLight. HomeLight, the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. Now, you wouldn't make a business decision without the right information. And HomeLight's technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews. That's how they tell you who the best agent for you is, based on actual past performance. No better way to do it. Whether buying or selling, you need HomeLight. HomeLight, founded by Stanford grads, it's backed by Google. These are smart people. HomeLight agents are all top 5% producers and are proven to sell faster and for up to a 9% higher selling rate. That's incredible. I think the fact that they've broken these stats out really is going to make a difference for you when you're buying and selling a home. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks right in the D.C. area and all over the USA, and they helped them to buy and sell their homes. Best of all, absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website. And please let me know if you do that. I'd love to hear your story. Or you can call 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, that is the best way to find a real estate agent.
News.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Well,
hey.
Oh, time for our Caitlyn Jenner moment of the day.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think we had her in yesterday.
This is Caitlyn's advice to me. Let's bring her in right now.
Hey, CJ.
I think you got to work on that inferiority complex.
Thank you. Very good. Precautions were taken.
You should have taken her picture.
I know.
Nice.
Moving right along. Yeah, precautions were taken at Bobby Christina Brown's funeral this past Friday so nobody could take pictures of her in the casket and sell them to the media.
but it happened anyway. TMZ reports that the picture sold for more than $100,000, but they didn't say who bought it. Not surprisingly, the Brown and Houston families are blaming each other. This is such ugliness, and
horrible.
This is just this is so not the time to be doing this kind of crap, but they're just a lot of scumbags in this family.
It always happens,
opinion.
You know, that Elvis's dead picture was taken by his cousin.
Yeah,
his cousin
yeah.
sold the picture.
Somebody trying to get a fast buck.
Yep.
The Browns were reportedly worried about this because the same thing happened to Whitney Houston in 2012. So, you know, I hope they find out who did it, and I hope they bust them up. And, you know, I'd like to see the scumbag that did this.
Yep.
Really, really nasty stuff. Amy Schumer is calling for stricter gun laws after a man killed two people, wounded nine others, and then shot himself at a Louisiana theater that was showing her movie Trainwreck. Yesterday, she held a press conference with her second cousin, who is Senator Chuck Schumer. I didn't know that until today. And they introduced new steps to tighten gun laws. Their steps, whether this will get passed in this Congress is, you know, nobody's guess.
I had this for the vault. It fits here. Do you want to hear it? It's actually pretty good audio. She's pretty emotional.
Well, she's also pretty damn brave. This is
yeah.
somebody that's just now, her ship has come in. And, you know, I know from personal experience, when you mess around with this subject, there are so many people that don't want to take your guns away.
True.
I'd like to hear what
she seems
to
very
say.
Emotionally invested. I think she should be proud of this.
When I heard about this news, I was completely devastated. And I wanted to just go down to Louisiana. And then I was angry. I'm not sure why this man chose my movie to end these two beautiful lives and injure nine others, but it was very personal for me. Unless something is done, and done soon, dangerous people will continue to get their hands on guns. We know what can happen when they do. How the shooter got their gun, and it's often something that shouldn't have happened in the first place. The critics scoff and say, well, there's no way to stop crazy people from doing crazy things, but they're wrong. There is a way to stop them.
Yep, there is a way to stop them,
yeah.
And I'm all for it. And you know what? If you feel that way and you agree with her, drop her a line. I think support is important for this.
Yeah,
and I
agree.
I think that you know, the more people that show her that we need that support, the better. And we'll see what happens. You know, I don't think anybody has any ideas that we're going to make any progress on that issue. And you know, even with background checks and keeping the guns out of the hands of the people that are nuts, it's just anything that represents any legislation that has to do with guns, the NRA is going to fight tooth and nail. There's absolutely no way of getting that passed, and it's stunning to me that a lobby can be that powerful.
However, really, if you want to talk about two things that you never thought would come together, how did you ever picture Amy Schumer and Chuck Schumer staring a stage?
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
That very thing there, that's symbolic to me.
I wonder if Chuck's seen the movie.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting.
I think he's in it.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's the guy with the huge junk.
Okay. That's so bad.
Gross.
Every few months, somebody rolls out the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett divorce rumors, and every few months, Will and Jada have to deny them. It happened again yesterday, and Will went to Facebook to set the record straight. He said, quote, "Under normal circumstances, I don't usually respond to foolishness because it's contagious, but so many people have extended to me their deepest condolences."
Wow.
"That I figured, what the hell, I can be foolish too." So this is pretty funny. So in the interest of redundant, repetitious, over and over againness, Jada and I are not getting a divorce, capital letters. I promise you all, if I ever decide to divorce my queen, I swear I'll tell you myself.
Nice.
That's funny. And it's hashtag dumb people should have to wear Scarlet D's. Then Jada tweeted, quote, "My king has spoken." So I think that's good. You know,
that's sweet.
Their kids drive me nuts. Yeah.
Gavin Rosdale and Gwen Stefani filed for divorce.
Yes,
that's a real one,
mm-hmm.
And they're splitting
and
up.
And Reba.
Yeah.
Reba, Mike, she's available.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
man. Fantastic. If the solution to hangovers has been staring us in the face all these years, I will be very irritated. Here it is. Some scientists in Australia say they finally figured out the best hangover cure. And are you
yes.
ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
It is the Asian pear.
Oh, that's a category.
Uh-huh. They found people who ate a pear or drank pear juice before they got hammered had very mild hangovers, less memory loss, and less trouble concentrating. They found people who ate a pear and drank pear juice before they got... What?
You just said that.
Oh, sorry. They also didn't mind... bright light and loud noises like you normally do when you're hungover. Obviously, the catch is that pears only work if you have them before you drink. They won't help you once you already have
that. That doesn't hold water for me. I can't imagine that would work. Yeah, it doesn't
make
sense.
Big pear.
Yeah,
nice pair.
Big pair. They're the ones that did that. A 13-year-old named Sage Seibold lives in Cement, Oklahoma. That's a great name.
Wow.
That's really the name of the town. Mm. And, well, she lost her dad, Johnny, to pancreatic cancer back in May. Cement is about an hour outside Oklahoma City.
I think that's
about
the pronunciation, Mike.
A month later, she and her mom went to visit his grave on Father's Day and released some balloons with a note asking whoever found them to get in touch. Well, it didn't go well at first because they got tangled in some power lines. It's kind of sad. But a gust of wind eventually blew the balloons away, and Sage watched them drift off into the sky. I love balloons.
I do too.
My kid loves to release a balloon and watch it float away. After that, she and her mom ran errands for a few hours and drove home, and that's when Sage noticed something in a field a few hundred feet from their house. It turned out that the balloons had drifted 25 miles and landed in their backyard.
Wow.
That is a very cool story, isn't it?
That's
I just
cool.
thought I'd share
I like that
with
that.
You.
Yeah.
You know, very, very neat. I would have loved to see their faces. Yeah, you could almost make a movie about that.
Signs. Return to sender.
There are always a
Return
lot of signs. Sender. After people pass away, I think there are signs if you look for them.
Yeah, and we want them to be. And I feel great for that family. And now on the other side of the spectrum, 39, a little something something, 39-year-old Paul Patton is a detective in Colorado Springs, and he recently got in big trouble when he had sex with a kidnapping victim while he was handling her case.
Whoa.
After he got busted last month, he gave an absolutely amazing excuse to his bosses. Here we go. See what you think.
All right.
He said that she was stalking him. And he figured the best way to get her to stop was to have bad sex with her.
Oh, bad sex, Mike. Yeah, that's not a show on HBO. Yeah.
You might have gotten away with it, but the woman had a bunch of sexual text messages from him that made it very clear he wasn't just an innocent bystander here. He's been charged with official misconduct, false reporting. Right now, he's suspended with pay during an investigation. On the bright side, he did arrest the two men who kidnapped the woman. So
that's
at least he did his job. What he should do is arrest the people who hijacked his good judgment. Am I right, lady? we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Merritt Show.
Here at the More Network, Joe, I like to think that we're more than just podcasters. We're superheroes.
Yeah, we're like the Avengers.
Obviously, Michael Merritt, he's got to be Captain America. He's our fearless leader.
And Oscar Santana would be Iron Man. He loves technology.
No doubt about it. Now, I happen to have seen Rob Spiewak with his shirt off. Dead ringer for Thor.
And, of course, the Hulk. Gotta be Mermelstein.
You won't like him when he's angry. Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Boy, that's great. They're going to be a finalist when we have that wonderful award ceremony known as the Promies.
Hosted by Matt Bloom.
Yeah, hosted by Matt Bloom. The Promies, you know, and we're going to have the best listener promo category, best More Network promo category. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Love it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's out there, and you're snatching it up. Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show as read by the authors. It's all of us, Mike, Rob, Oscar, in our own words, Rob Spiewak.
Not just the story of the podcast, but our own stories, including the thrilling story of Mike meeting Carla.
She wasn't giving those guys the time of day, so I took a chance, and I talked to her.
You were pleased.
I was.
Carla O'Mara.
Once we started talking, we never stopped talking.
Kathy Parsley.
All the women sound the same.
Mike, it's not true. Your mom sounds like Andy Rooney.
The family certainly raised its eyebrows when Mike began to get serious with someone who is a year younger than my daughter. It's Open Mic, the audiobook, You and Your Clips. Only $6.99, now available. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love what you hear, and I'm very, very proud of this. I think you'll enjoy it. Please get it today. Give it to a friend. Listen to it on vacation. Knock yourselves out. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, August 4, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I can excite you with three words. Comic book movie. There's a new one coming. Deadpool.
Ooh,
and it's
I'm
going to open in February of 2016,
yes.
I think. And the press has already begun for it. Oscar, help me. Deadpool is a guy who got involved in some sort of medical experiment, and now he has Extreme Healing, I think, is his deal.
You know, I don't know enough about Deadpool, but I know this, that he's the most iconic symbol out there as far as a skull is concerned.
He's huge.
Yeah, multiple tattoos on multiple people.
He's going to be played by Ryan Reynolds. And this, Mike, this actually did make me laugh. The trailer comes out today. So yesterday they made a trailer for the trailer.
In a world divided by fear, one man must stand alone against the forces of darkness. From the studio that inexplicably sewed his f***ing mouth shut the first time, comes five-time Academy Award viewer Ryan Reynolds as a man on an e-harmony date with destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you...
me, Deadpool.
So, get ready to blow out your collective sphincters, because my trailer is coming. Tomorrow.
Pretty wise marketing, I think.
Cool. Oh, by the way, speaking of links and somebody, I want to thank Tom for sharing that fight with me. The clip from the
Tom
fight.
Shales.
Yes, not yeah,
Tom
exactly
Suter?
Who it was. Yeah, no, I'm not going to mention the last name. He gave me the link.
Oh, and the legal clip.
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was illegal.
It was legal.
Just legal.
You can share any fight under 40 seconds. I think that's the rule.
ASCAP says that.
All right. We started the show with a game. Let's do another game right here. Oscar, right. Mike, Pony, you can play too. Noel, can you name this singer? I know you'll know the song, the old Dobie Gray classic, Drift Away. Who's singing it?
Day after day, I'm more confused.
And it's pretty good.
Look for the light through the pole.
A woman?
It is. You know that's a it's Phyllis Martsky.
Not really.
Feeling the strain. Feeling the shame.
I have no idea.
Liza.
Not Liza.
Katie Sagal.
No, good guess though.
I think I always guess Katie Sagal.
Anybody?
No idea.
Multiple Academy Award winner Meryl Streep from the
is
soundtrack.
Is that a clip from her new movie?
Ricky and the Flash. The music is getting a really good write-up. Don't know much about the movie, but everyone is saying the music
Holy
is great.
Holy ass, that's fantastic.
Isn't she great?
God, that woman is just...
And
I mean,
she can bake.
It's Oscar's tipping of the day.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's terrific. She can bake.
Did you know Julia Child's home was right around the corner, one of her first homes?
Ooh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, when she was doing the CIA stuff, I bet.
When her husband was an ambassador or worked for the government. Yeah, her home's
cut the dickens out of my finger.
It's for sale right now. It's
really?
A little row house in Georgetown.
I bet
hey, Noel,
not that
do you know who Julia Child is?
Yeah, she was a chef, right?
Yes.
Yay! Yeah. That's good. I didn't think you'd get that one.
Touchdown.
I don't know why I find this so funny, but here is a montage of Donald Trump saying his own name. It has a certain cadence that just brought me great joy.
Donald Trump. Donald. Donald. Mr. Trump. Donald Trump. Trump. Donald Trump. Mr. Trump. Trump God.
Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump.
They're going to love Trump.
Trump. Trump.
Donald Trump.
I don't know why. I just liked it. Is there anything better, Mike? Normally in this area, you get it with snow coverage, is when they go to local coverage of weather disasters and the
worst.
And the anchors are forced to fill hours and hours. They did it this yesterday in Tampa with the flooded streets.
Yeah, horrible rain. Unbelievable amounts of rain in Tampa.
Now, there is an amazing clip of a guy taking a header on a bicycle. The audio is no good. But I did enjoy their description of watching a guy picking up a fish with his hands.
The Manatee River, the Alafaya River, and the Anclote River.
Randy, it looks like that guy right there may be trying to catch a fish.
He's trying to catch
something. Yeah.
Okay.
He's catching fish. And look at there. That guy just caught a fish on the road. He's running back, probably trying to tell all his friends. Look what I just... Look at there. The guy's taking a picture of him.
Do you need a license to catch a fish that way? I don't know.
No.
We'll have to look into that. I don't know about the legalities, but I think he just gets a kick out of catching a fish. Hopefully he'll...
Wash his hands.
Oh,
you know, don't you think they should send him to Shepard Smith boot camp?
Yeah, Shep does it right.
Shep could do that fish thing and have a... Well, now there he goes. There he goes. He's trying to catch that fish. Let's see. Yeah, there he goes. Sad day. Missed his fish. Right? Wouldn't Shep have done it like that?
He would have. He would have.
And then it's entertaining and it's not stupid. Instead, they're going, oh, he better wash his hands. Duh.
Hope he have license. And let us close with Conan, who actually wrote a joke last night for Oscar's radio partner.
Oh, really?
This
oh, wow.
really flipped me out.
The International Olympic Committee has officially recognized Ultimate Frisbee as an Olympic sport.
Wait for the punchline.
And the news was greeted with excitement by thousands of guys named Chad.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a superior Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God.
I'll send you that.
Please do.
That's fantastic. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, send anything you want to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Tomorrow's the day. It's our wonderful Wednesday mailbag.
Yep.
Email Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And make them funny, people, okay? Oh. Guy works his butt off, but don't send them after 8 o'clock. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS. Make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.